Lines written at Cyrus's tomb at Pasargad on the 20th anniversary of my mother's death. Written October 24th, 2008. It was your words, O King, that brought me to this land. From long ago, in the land of exile myself, surrounded by overworn textbooks and overbearing masters, walking the silent marble corridors of tradition's proving grounds, and losing myself among the silent leaf-littered woodland, tucked away in England's immortal hills, I pondered your words, "Grudge me not this piece of earth." Silent as blocks of long weathered stone, in a long valley surrounded by oft-rent and convulsed hills, shutting out all save the pilgrim, your words became a reminder, a promise, a reason for crossing the geography of life. O King, I have walked through this barren and futile life with its occasional tokens of refreshment. I have wandered over the plains and valleys of numerous countries, surveying their high mountains of rock and snow. I have observed the ways of the peoples and spoken a few of their tongues. For 30 years, I have wanted to come here, one of the few touchstones of the soul, my soul, in a vast pincushion of places visited. My eyes have roved over so many places, and my shoes gathered their dust. I have invaded the nations, but not as you, marking my progress on their maps with a felt-tipped pen. I leave no monuments, save fleeting memories in the minds of common folk along the post-roads of Asia. Of all who were famed among ephemeral mortals, only you and Przyjaciółowski have I honored, leaving for a while the clamor of the living, to see myself your final homes, monuments hewn by the respectful. Like you, I have been directed as a water channel, smaller indeed by far, but nonetheless among certain nations. Your tomb has been broken into, become subject to desecration many times, by both the strong and the passerby. Nonetheless, the royal majesty of those blocks of stone, hewn, scarred, and weathered, convey a message that I hope will never be effaced from the minds of those who pass by and consider. Thus, arriving here after these years, I cover my lips with my hand and say, O King, may your memory live forever. O Mother, here I remember you, as I have often done these past 20 years, as I now cross the arid, rock-strewn earthscape of Persia. I am not far from your purview of life, for it was you who cast in me, by blood, by example, by training, by word, the ability to consider all of Earth's horizons to be my own, irrespective of boundary, or tongue, or culture. You have equipped me so that I might carry little, yet see much. Your influence has affected everything I have done, and my exploits have been very much an extension of your fingers. Indeed, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But for your quiet influence, how else would I have known how to apprehend it for myself? There is very little I do, or say, or think, which was not influenced by you. Your resting place under a large spreading beech tree is known by few, and soon we who visit will be no more. For you, there are no huge blocks of hewn stone, only the enfolding tree roots. Instead, you have left behind an unseen memorial the gift of a mother to her sons, who receive from her hands and then flow freely over the entire earth. O Mother, may you live forever. May our passage through this world be, as it were, the extension of your aspirations. Today, I have kept my dreams and walked around the tomb at Pasargad twice, once for Cyrus and once for you. It is not the end of a journey, but a way station, for there is yet much to do, and my traveling box of pins is nowhere near empty. The monument is silent, for the curious have departed, and left the stones to the ever-bleaching sun. So too is the beech tree silent, for the leaves have fallen to the ground, hiding everything. As for me, I leave behind a trail of slowly settling Persian dust. Come, O memories, O remembered ones, and travel in me. There is still much more for me to do.